Kathleen, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Good. How's the family?
Excellent.
Are you on spring break?
Yep. Yep. Yes. Everybody's hanging out, having a nice time this week.
Well, we got wild kids running around. We've been finding stuff for them to do.
Yeah, I'm going to put mine to work.
Your story in yesterday's Lansing State Journal talked about Lansing school struggles strained ties as district faces tough decisions, WIF ridings between its officials. I've noticed this also. We've had T.C. Wallace on the program a lot lately. We've had many board members. We've had Jerry Swartz from the LSCA, the teachers union from the Lansing School District. We've had teachers on. There are a lot of different folks involved in a lot of different things on different pages, and it seems like there's a power struggle, especially between the Board of Education for the City of Lansing, the school board, as well as T.C. Wallace. What's your take on all this?
You know, it does seem like there is a power struggle. I think there's a lot of frustration on both sides because for some reason they don't seem to be able to communicate the way that they need to communicate. You know, they have this monumental task of cutting this vast amount of money from the budget. And I think that everyone has grave concerns about that. They're afraid that maybe an emergency financial manager might be appointed if they can't get this job done. And so kind of tensions are very high. And I think the board, which has been reluctant to close schools in the past, now understands that schools need to be closed. But for some reason, the communication just isn't there. Dr. Wallace would like the board to come to some kind of consensus and tell him what they want, and they seem to be waiting to be handed a plan.
Well, also in talking about this story, we have had some officials from some parents from the district, especially when talking about the whatever the future holds for Dwight Rich, and they think that there is a lack of communication, a masking, if you will, of decisions that are going to be made, and that things aren't out in the open, and that they feel as parents they should be.
Well, and the board has done, you know, there are also two factions on the board. Many of the votes are 5-4 votes. And sometimes they can't even, sometimes they haven't seconded a motion. Sometimes they'll just leave something on the table if they think it's going to be a really tough decision. This board has a long history of not taking action very quickly. And so now that they're kind of totally in crunch time and deadline, they're having a little trouble getting it together to take action fast. And the board has also done some puzzling things. For example, on March 3rd, they suspended the policy, board policy, that says they have to be nice to the superintendent, that the superintendent and the board should treat each other with civility. And I don't really quite understand that.
Do you think that the board is dysfunctional?
I think the board has very strong personalities and people who are coming from very different places. Also, the board, you know, has undergone a change because Hugh Clark left the board and became a district judge, and Nicole Armbruster replaced him. So she is a little bit of an unknown right now as far as what her thoughts and feelings are and where she would like the district to go.
Well, Kathleen, it's also been interesting to see the relationship between T.C. Wallace and some of the board members. One of them called for his resignation. He seems to be the kind of guy who's pretty thick-skinned and allows that stuff to just fall off his back. But when someone publicly at a public meeting asked for his resignation, and when a meeting, a board meeting that's specifically held to talk about one issue, Dwight Rich, veers off on other topics, and publicly the board is yelling and screaming and hollering at each other, boy, talk about a bizarre thing for the public to have to witness.
Yeah, and I think it was very well, at that particular meeting, there were quite a few parents there because of the Dwight Rich issue, And some of the parents at the end of public comments did get up and say, you know what, we would really like to see you work together. Can you put your egos aside and can you pull this together so that we don't have to have an emergency financial manager, so that we don't have to, so that we can cut the budget and make good decisions, smart decisions that come from an area where you're all working together.
Kathleen, just from your experience and all the years and stories that you have covered here, do you see them able to work their way through this, or do you think there's going to be some struggles?
Well, you know what? I am afraid that we're not quite done with the struggles, but honestly, the word that keeps coming to me on this is puzzling, because you have a strong superintendent with some good educational ideas who has been given excellent employee evaluations, and you have a board that wants the best for the district, and they don't get any money for what they do. They spend a lot of time together trying to plan and do the best thing for the district, and they can't quite decide what the best thing is, and they can't quite effectively communicate with their administration. So it's puzzling, because all the pieces are in place for good things to happen, but for some reason they're not.
Kathleen, before we let you go, what's your take? I know that a lot of your readers send you emails and leave phone calls. What's the public's perception of the stories you've been writing?
You know, there is some... I think people are frustrated. I think they know that this is a big job. I think that I think everyone would really like to see everything be like it was and have neighborhood schools and unlimited money, and that's just not going to happen. So I think people are willing to accept the fact that schools need to close. You know, they've kind of gotten their heads around that. So it's a question of, I think people are a little bit frustrated.
All right. You can read Kathleen Lavie in the Atlantic State Journal. Kathleen, it's always enlightening to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.